USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukraine has announced more than 1.5 million refugees have fled the country since Vladimir Putin launched his onslaught onto the Ukrainian people, more and more Russians, under the threat of prison, have gone to the streets to protest Putin's war. Russian police detained more than 4,300 people on Sunday. That's according to an independent protest monitoring group. Thousands of protesters chanted, "No to war and shame on you." As the United States continues to buy Russian oil, many on Capitol Hill are calling for an end to the Biden administration practice. Oil traders believe the ongoing Russian-Ukraine war and its international fallout could drive up prices this month, with some optimistic traders eyeing the price of $200 per barrel. Monday morning, oil surged to $120 a barrel. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday assured Lithuania of NATO protection and American support. This, as Blinken says, the United States and Lithuania are doing all it can do to support Ukraine.
The United States and Lithuania are united in our resolve to stand with Ukraine. We're surging security assistance to strengthen Ukraine's capacity to defend itself. We're increasing humanitarian aid to the Ukrainian people. We're raising the costs on the Kremlin and all who aid and enable it for continuing this war of choice. And we're bolstering our shared defense so that we and our allies are prepared to meet any threat. The United States has deployed an additional 7,000 forces to Europe. We've repositioned forces already in Europe to strengthen NATO's eastern flank. That includes the extension, as of last week, of the U.S. Army's 366 Armored Battalion, which was deployed to Lithuania in July, the deployment of F-35 strike fighters to the region to augment NATO's enhanced air policing mission.
Don't forget, daylight savings time kicks in next weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
U.S. basketball authorities have said that a female American basketball player being held in Moscow on narcotics charges is two-time Olympic champion Brittany Grenier. The Russian Federal Customs Service said in a statement they arrested a person who had won two Olympic gold medals with the United States. It added that an inspection of hand luggage carried on by a U.S. citizen who arrived on a flight from New York in February confirmed the presence of vapes and a liquid with a specific smell. That turned out to be cannabis oil. Russia still has possession of Ms. Grenier, and she faces a jail term of 5 to 10 years. With the use of sanctions against Russia as America's response to Putin's onslaught of Ukrainian civilians, Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York is amazed how the Biden administration is getting another crisis wrong for the American people.
But the problem is, if we're going to cut off Russian oil to the United States, we have to produce our own. And we have to let, bring back the Keystone Pipeline, which, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said is off the table, but he's willing to negotiate and get oil from Iran, who, by the way, one of the negotiators, the key negotiators in the new Iran nuclear deal that the Democrats are trying to resurrect is Russia. It's incredible how naive and just plain how absurd this administration is. This is insane that this administration is not looking at this clear-eyed and with common sense.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.